Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. It's been a long old wait since the last episode. It's been a very, very busy time, both on and off the ice, for everybody involved. So we do apologise for not getting back to you sooner. But I say it's looking ahead to the probably the biggest week of the season so far. We thought maybe the perfect time to have a bit of a catch up, Matty. Look back on the past couple of weeks of playoff hockey and look ahead. To what's going to be, I say, a very, very intense weekend for the guys. But as I say, a lot's gone on in that month. There's a bit, obviously, we want to talk about. It's maybe a bit to gloss over as well. But I say, it's just good to be back on, I think.
Yeah, obviously, we've missed doing these. And yeah, it's been a busy time. And, I think there's been a lot going on, off the ice and just busy with stuff. And also, look, after that cup final, I'll be honest, I didn't really want to talk too much about it. It was a downtime for me and I think for the lads, and it was tough to sort of regroup, and we had to have a couple of soul searching moments and meetings and try and get the lads back, feeling good about it again, and knowing that we've got something else to play for was the key, really. But look, I think now we're in the meat of it, and I think, look, going over sort of the last couple of weeks of the playoffs, I think, the Leeds weekend, I sort of, whether it was my fault or not, I wanted to go into that weekend with sort of a mindset of it was just another game. It never is against Leeds, but the pressure of the playoffs and the pressure of playing Leeds is a lot. And I feel like the lads that we have, they get very ramped up for these games. But also, when confidence ain't quite there, we're a team that we do heavily rely on confidence. And I think, look, the Friday was tough. The Sunday night, I think we played really well, and I think, we did well to get back into it and make it a fight. But that game was never ours, and I think, look, that team in Leeds are always the threat, and they can do that to any team. And when we weren't quite on it in either game, I don't think. And yeah, it's one of them where, look, I think, the fact that it's Leeds anyway is a big, a build up. The lads all know how good they are and how good we have to be to beat them anyway. So yeah, that was tough. But the nature of the playoffs is, we still have, a really good chance of going through. And the thing is, like, again, same thing. We had to pick ourselves up again and go again. And like I say, last weekend was key. But one of the biggest things was just reminding the players again that, this is the playoffs, and, playoff hockey is different. It is a little bit more intense. It's harder to find space. You have to get the puck to the net. You have to be a bit more direct and work a little bit harder. And just a little reminder of that. And I felt like Saturday in Slough against the Bees, I think we really played well. From minute one, we was the better team. We was putting it on them. The first period, although we conceded a few goals, a couple of power plays, and I think for us, it never felt like the game was out of our reach. The lads were playing well. Both, all three lines played well, but the top two lines that have gone back to what the semi-final cup lines that we had, and I'm sure we'll go into that. But yeah, I felt like both lines really played well, and they really brought playoff hockey, what we needed, the intensity that we needed. Although, look, the Bees, it was tough for them. I think they was short on Sunday, and I think that, Saturday we did a really good job, and obviously they're missing Stead, and that's a big miss for them on D. And I think, look, it's one of them where we just had to get the job done and win, but also win well, because I think confidence for us is, like I said before, is a massive key for us. And when lads are scoring and the touch is there, then I think, we're a lot more dangerous team.
I just want to pick up on a couple of things on Leeds just before we talk about maybe the second Bees game. But I saw some comments from Ryan Aldridge, I think it was in the Yorkshire Post, about how their team sort of raised it to another level straight away in the playoffs, and it's the best that he thinks they've played all year. Back to playing maybe as well as they did last season. I think I spoke to Gary Scott, the Leeds commentator on the stream as well. He sort of seemed to agree with that. That they just managed to find that extra level, and it maybe just took us a little bit of moment, to figure out what that next level is for us. First step into the playoff hockey. The other thing is, I think I don't know if it's something that anyone has factored in. I don't know if it's something that you factor in as a coach, but the familiarity of these two teams now. Those two playoff games were the 11th and 12th sides. Oh, sorry, 11th and 12th games that these sides have played this year. If you include the two playoff games, the six league games, the two playoff sorry, the two friendly games as well, and then the two play, well, sorry, cup games, then the playoff games. You got 12 games between these two sides now, and whereas with most teams, you do get a sense for them and a feel for them over a six game, over five or six games over a season. To double that, it's just crazy how much these two teams must know each other. Players are going to know their opposite numbers better than they know some of their own teammates now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my view on Leeds over that weekend, I felt like there was obviously really good, but I felt like they really did step up to what Arnoldi likes them to be. It was very aggressive. I felt like they actually put it onto us, which is usually the other way around, or the way that I like us to go into them games against them. Now, what you just said there is probably bang on, mate. And the thing is, look, over the next coming years, this is what this is going to be like. We're going to play Leeds a lot. It's going to become it is already, in my opinion, a real rivalry. I think it's becoming that both on and off the ice, which is natural, and I'm happy that it's like that. I think both fans and both clubs have a lot of respect for each other. I certainly have a lot of respect for them. I've spoke on that many times. But I also want to beat them, and I know they want to beat us. And I think, like what you said there is, I think we've used that to our advantage in certainly in the semi-final games. We went into them games like very prepared against what they are, and I know Aldi weren't too happy with how they performed in them games. And I don't, and that can happen. And I don't think we performed in them in the games that we just played. So. You never quite know exactly what it is, and we've had games against them where they've been just really good games, and you don't know who's gonna win. I think about the one probably at home, just before the playoffs. That was a game that both teams played well, and it could have gone either way. I felt like we played well enough to win the game, and we did. So, but yeah, I mean, you're right. Like Aldi, I know Aldi really well. He'll look at video a lot. And a lot of the players that we have and what make us really, successful, if you did your homework on us, you can break that down. You could break that down if you re you know, and the players that, I would say that you can really try and look at exploiting, I guess, is what I felt like they did, and they played really hard on them players. Sobs, Brock, Emil, the ones, Bobby, there was times when they was putting, a lot of heat back on them players, whereas the other way around has happened in the past, and we've looked like the more aggressive, more, on the front foot team at times against them. So I think it's just two good teams, to be honest. I've said this to Ryan, a few times this year, that I look forward to playing Leeds because, it's probably like, there aren't just these teams, but Leeds, all the top five, four teams. I think you have to really go into them games with a game plan, and the lads need to know exactly how we're going to play. I always look at video, and we always go over video and look at exactly, how I think we can exploit teams, but everyone does that. And I think, look, it's a case of, in my opinion, if your top players play well and beat their top players, then I think you're often going to win the game. And their top players over that weekend were were top players. You know, I think back to it, you know, starting with Gozzi, I think he was a wall that weekend. He was the best goal in the league and he proved it that night. You know, and then you just go through the team. I think their imports have really come on this year. You know, at the start of the year, I think maybe it took them a little bit of time, but you know,
Matt,
that, yeah.
so Matt Barron had a very big game in the Sunday game.
I've never, you know, I said this to Aldi, that lad, I've never seen someone, a forward, block shots like he does. And it's quite refreshing to see, to be honest. And it's something I do bring up with my players because, you know, look, it's not just about scoring nice goals and it's not just about, you know, the pretty stuff. Honestly, winning games comes down to blocking a big shot. And I look back at a couple of moments in them games, and you know, we had chances, you know, with Emil, we had chances with, you know, Sobs and Brock, and real big chances with Bobby, and you know, they blocked it, or Gozzi was there, or we missed the net, and you know, that's the game, right? And I think for us, you know, we just have to concentrate on ourselves. You know, the lads need to know that they're good players, and they can hurt teams when they just keep going, keep working hard. And that's the message, really. Like I say, you know, the way the format is, we can still go to Cov. It's obviously going to be a tough task this weekend, no doubt. But you know, look, to win four games in a row to go to Coventry, I think you have to do something special to get there. Regardless, we've seen how difficult the groups are already. You know, that group B, I mean, it's crazy. We don't know who's going yet, and
So
that's
there's only the bees who are eliminated at the moment, isn't there? I think it's crazy, sort of, you know, the stipulations that we go into this weekend with. Obviously, bees are eliminated because of what happened last weekend of ourselves. Obviously, you mentioned a lot about, you know, the Saturday game already, in terms of, you know, the way we played. You know, they still put five on the board, you know, for what they've, you know, for the team that they've been throughout the season. I don't imagine they've been in. It'd have been too displeased with the Saturday. Sunday was probably just a step too far to them, I think. I say they were very short on D. I think they had three recognised D men on the Sunday. I say it was just a tough night at the office for them. You know, and even if they don't get a point, you know, in these playoffs, you know, they travel to, you know, home and away with Leeds this week, don't they? They save the toughest till last. But, you know, them in eighth, you know, they've still had, you know, a good season. I think they were ecstatic just to make the eight, weren't they?
I think they've had a great year, mate. Really do. I think they've been, you know, I think it's nice to see, you know, a team like the Bees that people don't necessarily recognise as, you know, a team that's, you know, one of the top teams in this league. And I think at times this year they've been brilliant. They've beaten us down there, and I think, you know, the two, you know, Gabaj, Balazs, they've been brilliant. And I think, look, I think for us, you know, looking back at that game, you know, we played really well and got into a good groove. The first period, like I say, we sort of, you know, we gave some goals away when I've watched it back, and you know, the bad goals to concede in a sense. But you know, the third period, we sort of, not intentionally, but I did say, like, you know, we do need to keep going, but we also need to keep an eye on tomorrow now, because what I don't want us to do is not be as fresh as possible for this weekend. And we didn't get back till 3 o'clock in the morning. So the Sunday game was always going to be a slow start for us. I knew that going in. There's just no way that the turnaround of the lads have done it. It's very difficult to get going in that first period, and it does take a little bit of time to get going. And I think we saw it in the third that the boys, you know, turned it on, and we saw, you know, some great stuff from us, and we dominated that last period. And yeah, like I say, the third period down there, I think we foot off the gas a little bit. We sort of let them into the game when we didn't really need to do that. And yeah, I mean, looking at it, when it comes down to sort of points difference and goal, you know, goals against, and look, I think for us, I don't really care about that. I just want to win the games. I don't want to even have to rely on anything like that. I know that that's maybe a little bit, you know, a little bit of a throwaway comment. Like, it might happen, you know, you never know. But for us, look, we have to win these two games. And then if we do, however we win these games, if they're in overtime or penalty shot, we're going to Coventry.
Yep.
So 2 points in both games, it'll do it for us. Points difference won't come into it at this point
Exactly.
now. So yeah.
No, exactly. You know, it's the way that obviously these groups have fallen. I was already sort of totting it up, sort of. I think it was Leeds and Peterborough were tied, I think, at the end of the second, I think, in their second game. And I was
Yeah.
just having to work out, you know, if Peterborough win this game, we need to win both games in regulation. There was always a way, you
Yeah.
know, no matter, as long as we won our games, there was always still a path to Coventry. But the fact that Leeds managed to get the job done over Peterborough 4-2 on the Sunday does mean that, obviously, as you said, it is just two wins. Doesn't matter if it's regulation, overtime, or shootout. I'll be honest, I'm really hoping it doesn't go that far on the Sunday. I don't think anyone's nerves could take it. We've already had
Yeah.
one overtime winning, sorry, late winner in Peterborough this year anyway.
Yeah.
Don't need another one. But yeah, it's going to be obviously a big weekend. Before we sort of talk about Peter, but I just want to last thing about the bees. It's sort of what you've mentioned there about sort of looking ahead to the Sunday, but also this weekend. Is that just thinking when you've got these six big games, six playoff games, back to back to back weekends? Is there a bit of game management that has to come into it? You know, in terms of when you say about keeping a bit in the tank on the Saturday, obviously, you know, allowing that extra goal or two. It's but there's a greater sort of, you know, view ahead, isn't there? You've got to sort of have one eye on everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how the games are going. And I think like that's the tricky thing of getting the balance right. I mean, I'll be honest, the main two really that I need to manage as much as possible is Dec and Brock. No matter what anybody thinks, I see a lot of comments about, ice time and different bits like that, and people send me things, but I genuinely don't look at any of that and take any note of it, because at the end of the day, for me, it's my decision and I've got to go with what I feel like is the right thing to do at that time. Dec and Brock have been like lights out this year. I think we've seen that in all the voting, the awards, everything. I think, and it's not just the offensive side. People get a little bit wrapped up with, how good Brock is offensively. And maybe miss the defensive side. And then I think obviously everyone knows how good Dec is defensively, but have missed that offensive side of his game maybe. So it's been nice to see sort of both of them bring the other side of it. Now, no matter what anyone thinks, them two are key for us getting to Coventry. And so the Saturday was about limiting just ice time, because look, them two have logged 30 minutes on average this year. Around just under 30 minutes. That's a lot of ice hockey. When Dec has a full time job as well, and Brock is 23 years old, 22. He's only just turned 23. That's a lot of ice time for them two. And it's not just ice time, just willy nilly. Them two play against the best players in the league night in, night out. The Leeds games. Look, when Brock and Dec are just a little bit off it, that really lets Brownie's line or Mac and the other lads, it lets either of them two lines have an easier night. And that's what we saw on the Friday. Them two just weren't quite at it that game, and that's always going to happen. They can't be lights out every game. But for me, the biggest thing on the Saturday was, yeah, like after the second period, it was just, I'm rolling three and that's what we're doing. And it wasn't like off the gas. It's just limiting the ice time of them two mainly, but also the top two lines. I let obviously the third line have been brilliant, and there's no doubt that they've been brilliant all year. Now, obviously with Brooks missing it, and same with Carrick Reece, we've seen him just come onto the scene this year, and I think he's been brilliant for us. But at the end of the day, look, for me, the top lads that need to really, it's not just the offensive side of it, and people think that it is the other side as well. And again, I have to go with what I want to go with, and I believe that that's the only way for us to really win them big games. And look, we might not, and that's always a possibility, but I've got every confidence that them two and everyone else in the team will show up this weekend. And now I'm glad that we have this Saturday game at home. at first when the fixtures were happening. They couldn't play their Saturday game. And obviously that's just the way it works there. You know, you sometimes that happens and that's fine. And but you know, at the time I was like, ah, Sundays are great for us, you know, but it's just how it works. Like I say, now, you know, we get to really put it on them on Saturday. And that, like I say, the bigger picture is always looking. You can never look past the game, but at times when you're winning by, you know, we was winning by 7, 8 goals at that point, you know, I have to think about things like that because it's not just that night. We have to do it again the next night, and then we have to do it again this weekend. So, yeah, there's always a little eye on it. The lads don't know that, but it's just my thought process.
To move on now, we are going to talk the big games ahead, of course. This weekend, game 5 and 6 of the playoffs, home and away against the Peterborough Phantoms. Another team that we've had some really good games against this year, Matty, and another couple where I'd say maybe one where games got away, and then another one where, you know, it was a game of two halves. It's been, you know, some strange performances and some good ones. You know, it's a 3-3 series across the season. So certainly all to play for. It'd be very, very difficult to say that one's a clear favourite is the thing, but we know when we do bring it, we can certainly beat this side, and that's the important thing, isn't it? Because everything's on the line. They know they've got to just win one. Is that sort of, I don't know how both teams would feel about that. Would you rather be in the position knowing that, you know, you're up against the wall and only wins will do, or would you rather be in that position thinking that, you know, you've just got to nick one, because, you know, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I think, look, obviously it's tougher for us. But at the end of the day, like I've said to the boys, like, you know, look, you're in a position where you need to win two games. And yeah, the big playoff games against a good team in a difficult rink, against a coach that knows how to do it. He's done it many times. And I know him well, and it's look, I think for me, it's one of them where, like, in my opinion, you to go to Coventry, you need to do something pretty special. Unless you win, you know, like Leeds have done and pretty much won all the games other than one. And we hadn't been able to do that. So, you know, that was the whole thing of the Leeds weekend going into it. I would have loved 2 points, you know, but that's the way it works. And look, this weekend is we have to win. And to be honest with you know, looking at it, like, you know, I wouldn't want to go to Coventry with a loss or a game that, like, you know, maybe we didn't need to win and it was just a throwaway. In a way, I'd like to just go there on a high. And I think going there with confidence, you know, fingers crossed we get it done. And, you know, we haven't done anything yet, but, you know, that'd be a great feeling, I think. So yeah, look, I think either way it's difficult. Look, Peterborough, you know, it's funny actually because, you know, although some teams you sort of have a feeling of, you know, are they a difficult team or not? Like, I guess it's funny because, you know, some of the teams this year that we've really struggled with, Telford, for instance, you know, I go into them games and I'm anxious about them because, you know, they've had our number and I know that and I think the boys know it. It's funny with Peterborough, I don't have that feeling and I don't think the lads have that feeling either. You know, some of the games have been, you know, obviously close at times, but we've gone there and dominated them. And they haven't done that to us here necessarily. So I know they beat us 8-4 and it looks like a domination, but if I'm being totally honest with you, that weekend was, I had no idea how to coach that weekend, I'll be honest, because I always go into every game, you know, maximum effort is the minimum requirement and we are going hard. And that weekend, that wasn't the message, I'll be honest, it wasn't the message in that game was, let's get up some goals and then let's just see how we can manage the game. And we did that, and we managed it very poorly. And at that moment, I realised we are a team that, and it's my doing. We're a team that, in my opinion, is only good when we play that certain way. We've talked about all year heavy metal hockey, or however you want to call it. When we play like that, we're a very difficult team to beat. And the message from me is, let's be a very difficult team to beat always, not necessarily let's go and beat them by this many goals. Let's do some nice plays. It's always just about being difficult to play against, being hard on pucks, being just being a hard team to be on the ice with. Now, that game was a strange game, and I wouldn't want to be in that position again, if I'm being honest. I'd love to be in a cup final every year, but it was just really difficult to manage that weekend. So yeah, like that game, yeah, I don't really see that game have any impact on sort of how anyone's going to see this game, these games coming up. Not the players anyway. And so yeah, I go into it and I'm confident, to be honest, mate. I am. I don't think, we should fear them one bit. I think you should always be wary of what they're good at, and what they're good at, I believe, is being really good around their net. They're good defensively. Slav will have them play in a way where they will be difficult to beat and break down. They block shots really well, and they obviously have a couple of guys on their team that can score, that have good shots. They're good on the power play. So by no means is this going to be easy, but I'm not going into it in any way of like, we can't win these games. I think we can win these games, and I think, we will. But I think it's going to be tough, and we're going to have to put our best foot forward to win. And when we if we bring our best foot forward, we will win. If we don't, then we don't deserve to win, and we don't deserve to go to Coventry. And that's just simply how it is. So I think it's straightforward, mate. Like, we have to win, and that's it. So yeah, I think it's a pretty simple message from me. We play really hard, and we put everything on the ice. We leave everything on the ice because this is the last chance that we have. And I think I believe we've had a really good season. And I think, the lads, I think if we don't get to Coventry, I think we'd be doing ourselves a little bit injustice. Not that anyone deserves to go to Coventry, because it just doesn't work like that sport. But I think, just, how the year's gone, I just think, we have beaten everyone in the league, and I think we're a team that can, we can do something special. But again, we've also shown that we've been bad in games, and when we haven't turned up and we haven't shown up and played the way that, we obviously have success playing, we've been beaten, and we've looked bad at times as well. So yeah, it's look, I think it's exciting, let's be honest. If anyone says start of the year you've got two games to go to Cov, mate, look, we're in our second season, and again, I don't really ever look back and think, wow, where we are in 2 years is unreal, because this is how I saw this going. I'm not sitting here trying to, I'm not Mystic Mac or anything, but I know what I signed. I know what we have in that room. If we play the way that I think we should play, we'll win. And that's, and we'll deserve it. If they play better than us and they shut us down and they play, then they deserve it. So that's how it works.
I say it's going to be a quality, pair of games across the Saturday and Sunday. For Peterborough as well, something else added, to it is Will Weldon's retirement. Of course, their captain for the last 3 years, played for the club for, I believe, 12 or 13 years now. And I say it's a huge weekend for, for him, but for the club as well. Of course, he won't want to play his final game losing to us and not getting to Coventry. There's going to be that added edge to him personally, you've got to think. But for both sides, these little things won't really matter once you step on the ice, will they? It's just going to be about the team and making it to that final four. Moving on now from the games, something that is happening sort of between the two games, the awards night. Of course, it's in a bit of an odd position to where I think it was for most other sides in the league, but it still promises to be a great night up in the bar. A bit of a get together, maybe like the olden days. I think up in the rink bar. It should be a good one. All the players will be there. Some great awards to hand out as well. It's just going to be a nice night, of course. No one's going to go too crazy. There's still going to be another 60 minutes of hockey to play on the Sunday, but just a nice time to get together. Final home game of the year. And I say, see everyone into Sunday, feeling sort of hopefully happy and positive.
Yeah, I mean it's again like it's not exactly where we wanted it to be. We've been looking at this pretty much, I don't know, since November time, to be honest. We've been looking at it all year, and we had a lot of different plans for this. And to be quite honest, mate, like and I understand people's frustrations about it, and maybe yeah, it's probably not exactly where an end of season awards fits with this sort of season that we've had. But at the end of the day, from me to the fans, all I can say is that we have no other option at this point. Unfortunately, a lot of the lads are leaving straight after Coventry, and to be fair, a lot of the lads that are going to win are all leaving, which makes it even worse. And we couldn't put it in the week of Coventry. Like it wouldn't have been right. Like Monday, Tuesday, I just don't think that's right as well. That I don't think the fans get a real night of that. They might be at work, and I don't think that's great either. So honestly, we were just stuck with the right thing to do. And to be honest, we wanted as many people to come to this as we could, really. And obviously, hopefully we're going to have a sellout on Saturday. I think it deserves that. And it'd be great to see all the fans that have stuck with us all year, 2 years, the ones that want to be there, will stay, and it'll be great to see everyone. And look, there's a few things like the charging for it. I mean, it's I understand that as well, you upstairs in the bar, but buying pizzas for 100+ people ain't free. And also just the room in general is not big enough to have everyone that's come to the rink just come upstairs. Unfortunately, that'd be brilliant, but it just isn't. So we can't get, 300, 400, 500 people up there. Just would be insane. So we had to do something. And yeah, like it's a bit of a shame, but I also think it could be really good. After a game, don't think I hadn't thought about the fact that we've got a massive game the next day. That's been fully thought about. And when we win on Saturday, if we win on Saturday, the lads will be up there for the awards, and they will mingle with the fans and do their bit, but they're not going to be there till late. They're going to be away and to bed, and that's how it's going to be for them. And that's a bit of a shame, I guess, on their part of it. But I feel like this is more for the fans than for the players. And I think it's one of them where it's something we can get everyone together. We don't get to do that very often throughout the season, or if at all. So, yeah, like you said, it's a bit old school. And, we've had a lot of functions in the past up there, and Stingrays days and race nights, and hopefully all these things are going to come back now with the supporters club really taking on a real stage coming forward. There'll be more stuff coming out around that, but that's exciting. And yeah, it's just the way we had to do it. There was really no other choice at this point, and unfortunately it's just how it's gone this year. Now next year we'll obviously look at it, and make sure that we can get everyone there to it, and do it that way. So yeah, it's something that needs addressing earlier, and that's just unfortunate that we didn't do it as early as we probably should have. But again, there's a lot to do. So it's but look, it's one of them. So I think it's going to be a good night. There'll be so many sponsors and fans and volunteers there. And there'll be a chance for people to ask me questions, and anyone else who they want to ask questions to. And Maybe they can air some frustrations, or if they've got any questions about anything. I'm sure they have. They always seem to. So yeah. So that, like, look, it's all part of it, and I think yeah, it'd be a good night. And at the end of the day, it's about getting the awards to the lads and the fans being around the lads and just having a bit of a nice night, and the fans can all get drunk as much as they want, and that'll be great as well.
So hopefully some of them will make sure they leave a bit in the tank for Sunday as well, because I think
Yeah, we need them
the
Sunday, so don't be getting too drunk. There you go.
last thing we are just going to touch upon is, so you've mentioned already, last weekend and this upcoming weekend going to be without two the lineup. Our GB under 18 stars Owen Bruton and Rhys Edwards. Big, obviously, a huge congratulations to those two, Owen. Seems to be taking on a really big role in that side from what I've heard. I think they had a bit of a scrimmage. I think it was, I don't know if it was a friendly or a scrimmage. It was a game before the tournament. Heard he scored two goals in that, I think, over the weekend. And he seems to be doing really well. He's, got to think he's one of the few players in that under 18 side who's already repped for the GB under 20s as well. So a lot of experience there. And then Rhys Edwards getting a late call up as a late replacement, and for him, I say it's a huge thing. Of course, he's still 16. He's made that break into the national division this year, and for him, it's sort of maybe that chance to go, well, I should have been in the squad anyway.
Yeah. Look, starting with Brutes, I think it'll be really good. It'll be nice to see Brutes really grab hold of that team and lead it like I think he can. I had a little chat just before he left, and I just said, just go out there and do what you can do, mate. And it'll be nice to see him, have that leadership role, and hopefully they come back with the gold. And like I say, when you have any lads that are on your team playing international, whether it's men's team, 20s, 18s, it's great for the club. Really proud of Brutes and what he's been able to do over the past 2 years, coming in as a kid, and he's growing into a man. And next year again, I'm hoping he takes another step forward and starts really pushing into that top six or around that level, because I think he's got that in his locker, and he just needs to just keep working hard like he does, and it'll come for him. But yeah, and then Carrot, my favorite human, Rhys Edwards. So he's called Carrot, for everyone who doesn't know. He's named Carrot by the lads. So that kid is like a breath of fresh air. I couldn't love the kid more. He's a hilarious kid. He's got so much talent and ability. I think that kid's got a big future in this league, and how he grows into his body and his skating. I think he could, same as Brooks, they both got a lot of potential to really make a big splash in this league, and who knows beyond that. So yeah, like I say, I think, like you said, it hopefully he will. I know him, because he will go in there thinking, you should have picked me anyway. But what is nice is that, look, a lot of these GB picks, whether it's men's 18s or 20s, I think, a lot of it does go on what club they're at. And what I think it is nice to see is that, he's been recognised for the fact that he's been playing for us. And that for sure will have gone in his favour, and the fact that he's come on the scene and done so well for us. Scored a worldy goal in Sheffield and come up with, points, and he's just been, like I said, a breath of fresh air. So yeah, really proud of them both. Like I say, they're great kids, and I think, it'd be great to see him go there and bring on the gold, and hopefully we've got them both for Cov.
No, I say it's going to be a great week for them. For those who aren't sort of aware, it is Team GB in their World Championship Division 2 Group A sort of tournament. Five games, and that's over the next 7 days as this comes out. So, tournament, they are against Poland Wednesday, that's 3:30 UK. Against Croatia Thursday, 12 noon UK. Serbia, Saturday, 12 noon UK. Romania, Sunday, 12 noon UK. Maybe a few of the guys watching that down, maybe on the way down to Peterborough.
Yeah.
And Netherlands, Tuesday. That's 3:30 UK. There is live streams available as well. If I do find the link, I'll try and put it in the Seahawks forum for people to try and make sure they can all watch Brute and Reese on GB duty. And whilst they're doing a bit of
Got
digging, yeah. And whilst on GB under, I'm doing a bit of digging on GB under 18 sort of stats. I did see there quite a, just a little stat nugget for people. I know they like them. Oh, fifth all time point scorer for GB under 18. Matty, could you have a guess who it might be?
I'm guessing that you're saying that because it's me.
It's Chambo.
Is it?
It's Bob. Yeah, Bobby has seven.
Wow.
He's fifth all time point scorer for GB under 18s.
Love that, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, we need that youthful Bob this weekend. No, honestly, I'll say this actually while you're on Bob. It's, do you know what? I'm hard on Bobby, like more than any of the rest of them. Just because of how long I've known him, since he was a kid, and sort of been a little bit of an older brother to him, and he's had a tough year, and I feel, you know, like he's had a tough year in himself. He knows that, and you know the injuries he's had. You know, he had a knock to his head early on. The shoulder, people don't understand how bad his shoulder was. You know that kid, he played games with essentially, you know, a grade potential 3 AC joint, and honestly, like, there aren't many lads that can play with what he had, and he, you know, he still went out there and worked as hard as he could for the team, and you know, yeah, I love him. He's a great kid, and it was real nice to see that this weekend. I've started to see Bobby just get back to Bobby again, and just he's got that little bit of step back in his skating. I feel like he's back to full fitness now. He's shooting the puck better than you know, with his shoulder, he's struggling for so long. And he wants it more than anyone. He's, you know, that he's a winner, he's a born winner. He wants to win everything he does. And we need Bobby big time. To if Bobby's playing well and Emil's playing well and they're scoring goals, you know, we can win games. And I think, yeah, it's been great to see Bob back to his best this weekend. And yeah, fingers crossed. I know he'll bring it this weekend regardless, because that's what he does in these big games. So I saw it last week. Cole put it out. It was Happy Bobby Day, wasn't it?
I
So
saw the highlights being shared everywhere.
yeah, so Happy Bobby Day. That got him fired up. So yeah, like I say, he's a massive part of this team, and he will be for the next, you know, 2+ years. So yeah, great to see that. And like I say, we need all of them playing at their best. But yeah, you know, the lads that really, you know, it'll come down to them moments where we need them big goals, and you know, Bob's that guy. So yeah, like I say, we'll have a good week, and you know, this weekend's going to be massive.
You know, all those teams at the top of this league have those great imports. I think the difference then comes into, you know, those British players that
Yeah.
sort of, you know, are on that level. And with Finn and Bobby, you know, playing the way they are, it's, you know, it gives us that extra edge. Of course, Peterborough got, you know, a great one themselves, haven't they, in Luke Ferrara.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. On that Bobby stat as well, two of the people above him, Tony Hand and Liam Kirk, so he's in pretty good company.
There you
Yeah,
go. What a lad.
he'll be quite happy with that one. I'd say, you know, when you talk about Bobby there, you know, about how he has been playing over the last week or two, you can see the difference of when you see the Bobby of, you know, maybe February when he was right at the peak of that injury. You could just see, you know, sometimes didn't want to shoot the puck, you know, because you could see how much pain he was in.
Yeah, literally couldn't. He couldn't shoot the puck.
Yeah.
It was, you know, he was sort of banned from shooting. That was sort of the message. I mean, it's mental. I mean, there was times when he shouldn't have been playing. But you're not stopping him playing. He's in them games and big games. There was no way he was going to not play. Now, again, I don't know how much that set him back for the weeks onwards. It probably did. But keep that kid out of a semi-final of the cup. For Hull, yeah, good luck with that one.
I think rather than scrapping on the ice, he might have been scrapping a few behind the curtain, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably the best way to leave this one. I say it's been another great chat, Matty. Big weekend ahead. All the guys will be on the ice throughout the week, just getting ready for Saturday and Sunday, of course. And you mentioned Operation Sellout. I think that's going to be the rallying cry of the next 2 and a bit days, isn't it? Just to absolutely fill the rink, fill Block L in Peterborough, and then maybe the next one along as well if there's room. That's what the boys need absolutely everything this weekend, to make sure that we're in Coventry, able to picking up those last few seats as well if we can in that Coventry Sky Dome, and say who knows what can happen in a Final Four. You've mentioned Happy Bobby Day. Yeah, that's pretty much all we've got time for here on episode 33 of Behind the Curtain. I've got to say, make sure you like, follow, share, subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll be make sure we're back next week, hopefully with a winning weekend and a preview to the playoff Final Four. Make sure you tune in soon again. It's Behind the Curtain.